Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Seen a couple of news reports the last couple of years about advancing technology helping out with medical conditions, which is great to see. I think it was only last night there was basically another way of treating Parkinson's disease or slowing the onset of Parkinson's disease as well.
That was
great to see as well. But something that was just about top of the headlines was involving someone who may have a bum ticker. I'm talking about a bad heart, a world first in the medicine world when it comes to someone who's on the mend and waiting to receive a donation for a heart transplant, trying to find a donor.
All right.
What do you do in the meantime? Don't worry about the machines keeping this person alive. I'm talking about we're going into the animal world.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting going and finding the wizard or something.
No, the Tin Man tried that. That didn't work out too well. A lot of paperwork by the end of that one. I'm talking about pigs helping out when it comes to heart transplant recipients.
After 9 hours of heart-stopping surgery, the genetically modified heart of a pig was successfully transplanted. The unorthodox donation saving 57-year-old Dave Bennett's life.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. A guy that didn't have long to go at all. Obviously, dire straits, heart transplant from a pig.
Yeah, well, I've got the heart of the pig around Christmas time. It is my spirit animal when it comes to gorging on food, but an actual transplant from a pig, because they reckon they are sort of, like, monkeys are our closest relatives in the animal world, but pigs, I think they've done stuff with pigs, because they've used the valves from pigs in the past, haven't they, for heart bypasses and things.
They get
like
bought
that.
Up so much, though. Mm. Like, let's say we're like people like monkeys, animals, chimps, all that sort of stuff. It's like, hang on a sec, but how's all those times you're at home? It's like, you eat like a pig, you look like a pig, smell like a pig.
Sweat like a pig.
Pig's diet. It's like, well, makes sense.
Yeah.
Thick skin like a pig. All going well for this guy as well.
Thick skin like a pig?
Thick skin like a pig.
I think you just invented a new pig phrase.
No one better still. I'm going to copyright that by the end of this show. Mm. But it's good to hear this man's actually doing quite well. Have a listen to how it's all going.
So far, he has lived for 3 days with the pig heart beating inside his chest. In trials, baboons given the same surgery have been kept alive as long as 9 months.
Yeah, so obviously,
you'd hope it's a little longer for this guy.
Touch, well,
but still, touch wood, it doesn't take better than nothing.
Yeah, touch wood, it doesn't take 9 months to find a donor, just in case. You know, you don't want to sort of see out this whole process and see how it goes. But at this
stage, do you think you'll start to take on characteristics of the pig? You know, he'll start wallowing in his own filth and...
Oh, yeah, well, with the pig's libido, maybe...
Start sniffing out truffles in the backyard, things like that, I don't know.
That'd be quite handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
But at this stage, it looks like it's a touch and go. He's going all right at this stage, but it's just a matter of whether his body accepts it or rejects the organ.
Yeah.
Because apparently, obviously, a few things are working against him when it comes to a foreign organ in the body. But at this stage, all positive. He's definitely doing a lot better than Kenny from South Park. Spare a thought for this guy when he had to have heart surgery back in the day.
Son, I have some bad news. We accidentally replaced your heart with a baked potato. You have about 3 seconds to live.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
We're not really regarded as outdoorsmen, you and I.
We're not water babies, really.
No. Outside is not for Brad, really. But I'm hoping to change that in 2022. Yeah. I want to get out and explore more of what the far south coast has to offer. And if you're the same, if that's your New Year's resolution, then you want to get in touch with the guys at Coast Life Adventures. We've teamed up with them and we've gone to experience some of the things they have to offer.
Yeah, some of these activities. Some of the things that they're famous for, like stand-up paddle boarding, you know, surfing, kayaking, the whole range of stuff that they've got.
Yeah, there's actually a video where Hutsy tries to learn to surf up on our Facebook page right now, which you can check out. But we're going to catch up with one of the team members, Nathan from Coast Life Adventures. Morning, man.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad. We haven't dragged you away from any kayaking or stand-up paddle boarding this morning.
No, unfortunately, we've got a bit of rain here this morning, so it's a pretty cruisy day.
Yeah, I can't hear any groups of school kids screaming in the background or anything, so things must be going all right.
We put everything off till tomorrow, so hopefully we'll get a bit better weather then.
Well, we did hang out with you guys recently. We recorded a video of us having a go at surfing. Well, it was Hutsy having a go at some surfing on the trainee board. Do you get a lot of people come this time of year to learn how to surf and get out and catch some waves?
Yeah, I think, like, this is the time of year to do it. Usually when we do get sun, we get a bit of nice beginner swell. And it's, kind of a perfect time of year to come out and check all the beaches we've got around here.
Yeah, I have to say, trying that surfing adventure, that's the first time I've actually stepped on a board. You know, you've got some of the greats of surfing. You've got Oki, Parco, Fano. Now you've got me, which is Shark Bait. I think it's probably
all pretty similar skill level, I'm sure.
I didn't even have the strap attached to my leg when I was running out into the surf either. So, Lose some points for that straight away.
I think it was the first time Coast Life Adventures did a surfing lesson where they requested surf lifesavers on standby. Just
We had the crane handy just in case they need to get me out of the water.
But, you know, we are offering a surfing experience with Coast Life Adventures as well as stand-up paddleboarding, which we've heard is quite tricky.
Yeah.
Good when you start off, you can just kind of stay on your knees and then slowly progress your way up. But I think the fun bit is on a hot day, it doesn't matter if you're on the board or in the water. It's good fun regardless.
Yeah, we also tried kayaking as well.
Yeah.
that wasn't too bad. You sort of sit down, you know, someone steers, someone paddles.
We're not about to go off the edge of a waterfall like a guy in a solo Jessica commercial anything, anytime or... soon, but we did all right.
I think kayaking, again, is great fun because you get a bit of a good angle. So, you know, if a stingray goes past, you can kind of have a look underwater and see it as it glides past, which is always pretty interesting.
That is cool.
Yeah, with the stand-up paddleboarding as well. Notice this has been a huge craze the last 5 or 6 years or so. Everyone's into this stand-up paddleboarding. Is it really hard for the core muscles and everything?
Yeah, I think it's great for your balance, hey?
Yeah.
I expect to see on your videos one of you take a snorkel and sit off the front. one person does all the work and one gets all the great view and then you can swap.
Yeah, I'm dreading this one because my balance is terrible. Like I could try and stand on a skateboard and just fall off straight away, stationary.
Well, I went fishing the other day and this lady went past on a sup and she had her dog like running around on it and I'm like, how is she maintaining her balance while this dog's going nuts? And what about you? What's your favourite, Nathan? Like when you do have your spare time, what's your adventure of choice?
Well, since moving to this area, I've taken up surfing. So that's Yeah, it's such kind of good because you get the workout of paddling for the waves, but you also just kind of get the chill and just a bit of time to yourself sitting out the back. So for me, it's just something, if I start off the morning with, it's just a good day no matter what.
Yeah, that's it. Even when there's no waves, it's just nice to be out there going, how's the serenity? Well, if you want to join Brad and Hutsy's adventure trail and win yourself maybe that surf lesson that Hutsy did worth $140 or a kayak lesson worth $160, or the stand-up paddleboarding lesson. That's worth $140. You just got to check out the videos that are going up at our Facebook page, Power FM at Bega Bay. Like and comment to put yourself in the running. And Nathan, hopefully the weather comes good again. We'll let you go and sort out that equipment. Have fun.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Can't wait to see your adventures on video.
Yeah, okay, well, you say that now. But
Lack of coordination are the words I would use watching our videos.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
I think the Venga boys like to party. That's right, yeah, I remember now. They do like to party, but even they would be reluctant to pull the Venga bus up to some of the parties that are being held in Queensland at the moment.
Yeah.
Apparently on social media, people are inviting others to come and attend COVID parties.
COVID parties have reportedly been on the rise in Queensland, particularly around the Gold Coast region. Now, for people that may not know what a COVID party is, well, it's where a group of unvaccinated people get together and spread the virus in an effort to form herd immunity.
They are utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, that is the Queensland Chief Health Officer John Gerrard at the end there, the doctor saying, it's a stupid idea. Please don't do this.
Especially because I think, the double vax rate the Gold Coast is like 60% or something like that.
It's pretty low,
It's not very good, so it's
like... just hoping on the Queensland Premier to keep them safe this whole time. But, so people are doing what they used to do back in the day with chicken pox.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a friend whose parents tried to send her to a sleepover to another friend's house, and then she found out that a friend had chicken pox, and her parents were deliberately trying to get her infected so that she would, like, develop immunity to it. But COVID-19 doesn't work the same way.
Yeah, I imagine the parents wouldn't acting with that thing back in the day. They'd be like, oh, what? You got chicken pox.
Yeah. I'm like a COVID party. Still a party probably no one would invite me to. Like, you're not worth infecting, Brad. But, one person on social media, this woman in Queensland, she tried to get the virus by drinking out of her COVID-positive daughter's glass of orange juice. And, a lot of other people have been going to these parties, and the advice is it will not work in the long term. It's like, you'll still be vulnerable to getting COVID down the track unless you get the booster shots. There's still the Delta variant around, which is a much more severe variant of the virus. You put the elderly at risk.
Absolutely.
You're putting my nan at risk.
Oh, not Brad's
like
nan,
this.
No.
And also those people with compromised immune systems. And then there's the health system. If you end up in hospital because you stupidly, voluntarily went to a COVID party to get infected, you are taking up hospital beds.
Yeah.
And you are putting more pressure on an already stressed system.
Yeah, like, the people that are involved in these parties have got compromised brain cells.
I think so, yeah. So you just got to be careful. If you do get an invite to a supposedly VIP party, just check what the letters stand for because it could be a very infectious person party. All right, you don't want to attend that one. Although I'd still rather attend that than a Thermomix party, if I'm honest. But
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.